This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. A rare bipartisan commitment between the White House and Congress to make a sweeping agreement on infrastructure dramatically collapsed. AP's Sankar Magani explained that the president walked out of the meeting after House Speaker Nancy Pelosi said he was involved in a cover-up of his actions in the Russia probe.
The president says he wanted to talk infrastructure, but that was before learning Democrats were meeting hours earlier to discuss impeachment.
The I word. Can you imagine?
He told Democratic leaders there'd be no immigration talks while investigations continue. Chuck Schumer says that didn't seem to matter before.
Hello, there were investigations going on 3 weeks ago when we met. And he still met with us.
Accusing the president of running away once faced with paying for an infrastructure bill. Schumer says the whole thing today seems staged, down to the signs on the president's Rose Garden podium.
That had been printed up long before our meeting.
Sagar Magani at the White House.
A federal judge has ruled that President Trump and his family must turn over bank records from two of Mr. Trump's major lenders, that's Deutsche Bank and Capital One. As AP's Mike Rossi reports, the ruling clears the way for the banks to comply with congressional subpoenas.
For the second time this week, a federal judge has ruled against President Donald Trump's efforts to block subpoenas from House committees. In New York, U.S. District Judge Edgardo Ramos refused to block subpoenas from the House Financial Services Committee and House Intelligence Committee seeking records from Deutsche Bank and Capital One. Trump's real estate company has received millions of dollars in loans from Deutsche Bank over several years. Ramos said Trump and his company are unlikely to win a lawsuit arguing the subpoenas are unlawful and unconstitutional. On Monday, a federal judge in Washington ruled against Trump in a similar case. I'm Mike Rossio.
The U.S. government lobbying South Korea not to use Huawei Technologies products, a South Korean newspaper reported Thursday, amid a wider push by Washington to get allies to reject the Chinese tech firm goods. This is VOA News. Pentagon is set to brief the White House on possibly sending thousands more U.S. troops to the Middle East. This is amidst rising tensions between Iran and Washington. The request from U.S. Central Command will be presented to the White House Thursday. It is not clear if the White House will approve sending all or just some of the requested defensive forces, as well as an additional or additional Patriot missile batteries and more ships. Pentagon declined to comment on future plans. It all but spokeswoman, Commander Rebecca Rebarek, said Wednesday, as a matter of longstanding policy, they're not going to discuss or speculate on potential future plans and requests for forces. Tensions between Tehran and Washington have been escalating since U.S. President Trump announced his decision to try and cut Iran's oil exports to zero and beef up U.S. military presence in the Gulf in response to what he said were Iranian threats. Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin says the redesign of the $20 bill to feature 19th century abolitionist leader Harriet Tubman has been delayed. AP's Ed Donahue explains.
Tubman's image was supposed to replace the 7th president, Andrew Jackson, next year.
The $20 bill will now not come out till 2028.
Mnuchin told the House Financial Services Committee the delay is for security reasons.
It is my responsibility now to focus on what is the issue of counterfeiting.
The switch to Harriet Tubman was made by Mnuchin's predecessor, Jacob Lew, in the Obama administration. In 2016, then-candidate Donald Trump said the switch was an act of
pure political correctness.
Donald Trump praised Jackson during the campaign.
I would love to leave Andrew Jackson and see if we can maybe come up with another denomination. Maybe we do the $2 bill or we do another bill.
Ed Donahue, Washington.
Police in Somalia say that former Foreign Minister Hussein Alabe Fahia was among at least five people killed when a car bomb exploded near the presidential palace in the capital, Mogadishu, Wednesday. At least 13 other people were injured. Militant group Al-Shabaab did claim responsibility for the blast, saying they were targeting soldiers, lawmakers, and other government officials. Al-Shabaab frequently carries out bomb blasts in the capital, near the presidential compound and at hotels frequented by government officials and foreigners. Scientists say that they pinpointed the source of a globally banned chemical that damages the Earth's protective ozone, saying it is China. In the report published Wednesday in the journal Nature, scientists who monitor the planet's atmosphere say that the recent rise in the emission of the ozone-depleting chemical CFC-11 has been traced to two provinces in eastern China. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.